USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi on the late President George H.W. Bush. She says, while on Capitol Hill this morning, he was a man of decency and honor.
President Bush preached the values of duty, sacrifice, commitment, and patriotism.
And at this hour, at a church in Houston, Texas. Another funeral service for the late Bush 41 has begun with former Secretary of State James Baker and Bush's grandson George P. Bush delivering eulogies. The late president will be laid to rest later today at the presidential library that bears his name at Texas A&M. Continued fears over U.S.-China trade relations causing big drops on Wall Street again. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down over 700 points this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
One Marine is dead, five still missing after two U.S. Marine Corps aircraft collide off Japan's southwest coast early today. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Wisconsin's Democratic Governor-elect Tony Evers is appealing to the Republican Governor Scott Walker to veto a number of bills adopted by GOP lawmakers, which would strip him and his incoming administration of many gubernatorial powers.
I am very concerned that the 2.6 million people that voted, and they represent the rest of the people of Wisconsin, did not have their voices heard because of the actions of the legislature over the past few days.
Evers and other Democrats say they might go to court about it. Robin Boss, the Wisconsin State Assembly Speaker, says they have that right.
We all know that we have three equal branches, so of course they have the right to go to court. We've already vetted these with legal experts that we believe have shown that they are clearly constitutional.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Nominations for the 2019 Golden Globe Awards are out. Among those for Best Comedy Film,
Crazy Rich Asians, The Favorite, Green Book, Mary Poppins Returns, and Vice.
The nominees announced on Thursday morning from the Beverly Hilton Hotel in L.A., the movie Vice, getting six nominations, leading all other films. A Star is Born, Green Book, and The Favorite each got five, but no female directors were honored by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association this year. The awards will be held on January 6th and telecast on NBC, hosted by Sandra Oh and Andy Samberg. A high-ranking aide to California Democratic U.S. Senator Kamala Harris is stepping down. Larry Wallace reportedly settled a sexual harassment claim for $400,000 in 2016, the alleged incident happening while Wallace was working as director of law enforcement under Harris, who was serving as the California Attorney General at the time. People are donating cash to help nonprofits in San Diego that are trying to support that migrant caravan. A GoFundMe account's been set up by a coalition of human rights, service, and faith-based organizations, the goal to raise $150,000. And they're not far from achieving that now. And several arrests have been made at a cheesecake factory in Arlington, Virginia, when the restaurant was offering free slices of cheesecake and customer chaos broke out. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.